This verse has come, in fact, Mom and I have talked about this verse a couple of times through this, and it's one of my favorite verses anyway, but Romans 8:18, I'm sure that most of you know it. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. So when we're going through those storms, if we can just constantly remember God's promise, not worthy to be compared. Not worthy to be compared. That pain, not worthy to be compared. That suffering, that heartache, that cast out, not worthy to be compared.
They looked at angry skies while the waves began to rise, and they wondered why the Lord was sleeping while they died. But when he came onto the scene, he spoke the words and all became serene. So it's just the storm before the calm, the waves before the still, distress before the peace, until he calls and speaks his will. Trust me when I say he's got you in his arms, so hold on a little longer. It's just the storm before the calm. These storms of life will pass. We'll hear these words at last. Come enter in and see the storm before the calm, the waves before the still, distress before the peace, until he calls and speaks his will. Trust me when I say he's got you in his arms, so hold on a little longer. It's just the storm before the calm. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Oh, hold on a little longer. It's just the storm before the calm. Child, hold on a little longer. It's just the storm before.